more people need advice now.
Ooh.
Randall has a decision to make. Randall in Florida. Hi, Randall. Welcome to the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. Good. What is your decision we can offer our elite assistance to?
So after many years, I've finally worked my way around the country and ended up back in Florida, where I want to be.
And that's where you're from, Randall?
That's where I'm from originally. So I made my way back. My fiance's grandparents just threw us a curveball and presented the opportunity for us to take over the family farm on the middle of 80 acres, you know, which is perfect American dream. Only problem, it's in northern Minnesota. Back to the cold.
Oh. Now, would you farm the farm or would you live on it and rent out the property?
We would farm the farm and live on it, you know, and basically we're starting over. It's been neglected and needs to be rebuilt.
Okay. And that does that lifestyle appeal to you?
Yes, the lifestyle appeals to me very much, but I have a very good job here and I'm not a fan of the cold. But the idea of our family, our kids growing up on a farm where they can go play in the woods rather than in the middle of Cape Coral, Florida, is also extremely appealing. So.
Wow, that is a hard one. Holy moly. Because I could argue for either side and feel like I was winning.
Sure.
Or like I was right.
Question, is there any way that you could, because when did y'all move to Florida?
I moved back about 3 years ago.
Okay. So you've had some time in Florida. Okay. So if you still feel like you're not done in Florida yet, and if her grandparents are still alive and they've presented this idea, then maybe it's time to say, okay, we want to do that, but we still need a little more time in Florida. And while you're in Florida, maybe employ people that can go in and do some of that work to go ahead and get the soil mixed up like you want it and kind of get it prepped.
Like to start doing the?
Yeah.
But that can get expensive.
Yeah, that would be pricey though.
But if he's got a good job in Florida and the grandparents are still living on the property, now could be the good time to pay for those new fences or to get somebody to come and till the property or whatever you need to do. But wow, what an opportunity. But also it's going to be freezing cold.
Randall, have you ever lived that far north before? What's the furthest north you've lived?
I spent a year in Buffalo and then I spent about 15 years in Kansas City. So.
Okay. Oh, and I mean, Kansas City gets really cold in the wintertime.
Well, in Buffalo,
when that
you're going to get
comes down.
More
yeah,
snow than
cold.
Than Minnesota. Where's the farm? Is it near Duluth?
It's in McGregor. It's outside of Brainerd, in between Brainerd and McGregor.
Okay. How old are your kids?
16 months. And then I have an 18-year-old son that's actually still in Kansas City that would, potentially come to the farm with us.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
That would be, boy, what do you think? Like deep down, what does your heart want?
Yeah. What's your gut say?
My gut says to go, you know, go live the farm life, get something that's ours, that's not rented, you know, that's owned, but also,
it's a great opportunity.
That cold weather is miserable. You know?
Well, summers are perfect. You already suffer in the summer in Florida where you have to plan around the weather, right? It's just switching the part of the season that you have to plan around.
It's not.
That's what I tell myself, Steve, so I can live in the north.
It is so different.
It is. No, it's the exact same thing. Everybody suffers.
So
people
different.
In Arizona don't like going out in the summer.
Well, but here's the thing. Florida isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
You only have one opportunity to take over this farm and try to work it. If it doesn't work out, do something with it and go back to Florida.
That's true.
It's still there, but this chance is only a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it's a great area, and you want your kids to grow up there possibly.
Minnesota has great public schools, generally speaking. It's one of the best in the country.
Yeah, if you love eating mosquitoes, it's tops.
Yeah.
That's true. That.
People there are very Minnesota nice. What would your fiance pick if it was just her?
She's from Brainerd originally, so she would be gone in a heartbeat if it was just her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I think it's the best choice for your family.
Yeah.
I really do. I can see why you're torn, but Hot Wings makes a great point, too. I think you got to try it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Randall?
Man, I think you guys are right. I think trying and failing is better than missing an opportunity.
Like, you might get there and go, I hate farming.
Yeah,
I hate farming's hard. Mm-hmm. You can't take vacation at certain times. And are you gonna have animals?
Oh, I mean, we'd have to have animals. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, you gotta have the animal,
man.
You gotta have a
donkey. I don't know. That sounds. If you like that lifestyle, and you know you can do it, I don't know how you pass it up, man. This is a golden opportunity. And you're right, to own something and have it be yours versus renting and watching that money wash away and be able to have the kids go out and, like, I grew up out in the country like that. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and wearing Carhartt in Florida is the worst.
Yeah, but in Minnesota, you can, if you don't wear that to the 4th of July, they think, you aren't from here, are you, boy?
Yeah, you can wear that to weddings in Minnesota.
Yeah. All right, Randall, you got to keep us updated. I'm invested in this, all right?
Yeah.
All right, man. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning, and I appreciate the advice.
Thank you, Randall. Good luck.
Me too. And no matter where you move, just don't stop listening to us.
That's a, yeah.
We're the best.
That's a good one, though.
That is.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's tough.
So it's, I mean, it's really.
I mean, we've moved around the country before, so, you know, that's a tough decision.
I don't want to move again, but I'm really glad I moved those other times.
Yeah, you got to give it a whirl, you know?
I wish I could have lived further south than Tennessee and further west. I wish I could have lived in the Northwest. At some point, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, Washington. That would have been pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I should have asked him. I wonder where the furthest north it would be for it to be a no-brainer for him. You know, like
if the same offer was Tennessee.
Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, yeah.
Kentucky.
Illinois. Yeah. Okay, are we getting a little too north now?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I would say like Tennessee or maybe Kentucky.
Yeah.
Like but I've truly, lived in Tennessee where, you know, you get winter, but most of the time it's pretty moderate.
Northern Minnesota, though, in the summer, that's
it's
perfect.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's some beautiful lakes there.
All right. How about this one? This is another complicated one. Frank writes, I need an opinion from someone on my baby mama. Okay. This is heavy. Okay. This is heavy.
Okay. All right.
She took a plea for 13 years. For shooting a cop in 21.
Whoa.
My son is now 6. A big part of it, a bullet went through the apartment and could have taken my son from me. Does it make me a bad person to want to write a letter to the judge before sentencing in June to give her more time? I don't think I don't think that's, I think that's.
No, I mean, I can see you in your position where you would want the book thrown at her. Keep
that's
her away.
Reckless,
yeah, she
terrible behavior around your child.
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, I would suspect there won't be much leniency anyway if she killed a cop.
Yeah. But I don't know if she killed him.
Oh.
Shooting a cop.
Oh, shooting. Okay.
But I mean either way, not exactly the way to get the court to smile with favor on you.
No, no. They're not probably going to want to really give her those strong parenting rights.
Yeah. And also, I think writing that letter is going to keep her out of your hair. Co-parenting with someone who's awful is probably a nightmare.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If she's awful.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect that won't be a problem anyway. Yeah. I imagine you can move wherever you want and get the hell away from that person. But
no, I certainly wouldn't feel bad about writing a letter saying this is what's best for my child and this is why I want it.
No.
Why did she shoot a cop? Why did she do that?
That's a whole other...
I know.
Yeah, who knows?
A whole other thing, I'm sure.
That is crazy. Because, I mean, if she did something thinking it was self-defense because she's, like, home alone and this happened, then, you know, I don't know. But if you were just acting out and then even pointed a gun at anybody but shot a cop, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it was a mistake, though.
Yeah, maybe make sure that wherever she goes, they actually, like, look at her mental health, too, versus just putting her in a cell.
Yes, absolutely.
Which
absolutely. This text, this one, we get versions of this every week, and I don't know if we've ever actually done one because there's not a lot of detail to it.
Okay.
But man, I think this is relatable for a lot of people. How do I tell my wife that I think we need marriage counseling? She will cuss and scream at me, but also be lovey-dovey in the same sentence. Man, I think if you need marriage counseling and you say that directly to someone and they don't accept it and won't hear it and won't participate, that's a pretty big sign of counseling not even going to work if they won't try.
Yeah.
Yeah, without question.
And so I think,
mean, if you can't even get to that page.
If you request that to her and she might not be open to it immediately because I think most people's reaction is to get defensive. And sometimes people are surprised. They might be kind of crappy to you and think that you're completely in love like you've always been. Mm-hmm. I think that happens, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So give her a second to respond. And by a second, I mean probably a day or two to think about it. But if it's still no after all that time and you've explained yourself fairly without doing a lot of yeah buts and everything else, then if she won't do that, I think you've done the best you can. That was me hogging the answer there.
No, I think
no,
if you're
it's true though.
If you really want to go to therapy and then somebody treats you like it's a bad idea, or if they like, what did he say, that they go from talking to yelling all in the same sentence?
Scream and swear and then turn lovey-dovey.
Yeah, and I think that person's probably shown you exactly how they're going to continue to treat you if you don't go to therapy and address it.
Yeah.
Damn.
So go to therapy and address it, and if it changes, then great. But if they don't want to, then that's the decision you got to make. Then do you settle for the love, the version of love you have now, or do you take a chance on something better?
And by the way, if you're not already doing it, I would start therapy on my own.
Hell yeah.
Because that's going to help you see those things from a completely unbiased eye. And it's probably going to make it easier to fix it or to know that you're doing the right thing and get out.
Yeah. And then worst case scenario, you can railroad them into it. Like going, hey, can you come with the therapy with me? Because my therapist wants to find out your perspective on what's wrong with me.
Yeah. Tell them they want a boat.